Okay, so we'll do the second part of the class five now. So from the lying down position, take your time to, again, we're going to transition, we're going to move from lying on the back to coming around and up and onto the hands and knees or all fours position, so a tabletop position. So roll to the side, bring both palms, hands onto the floor. Balance on your knees. That might mean you need a bit of folding, a bit of mat underneath the knees if you need to. But and if you know your knees are uncomfortable in these positions, you might leave these out or do something different in these moments. So on all fours, hands and knees, like a table. And just if it's uncomfortable for the wrists, double over the mat. Give yourself a little bit more support or use your fists on the mat. So knees hip width apart, hands shoulder width apart. And just start by letting the head just relax a little bit. Feel the tension in the space, arms, back. Be aware of the contact and the tension just being there. And then bring some attention to the belly now. See if you can really relax the belly. The belly hang down. So the belly bows, softens, sags down. And then if you can, take a deliberate breath out and gently pull or strongly pull the belly, the navel up towards the spine. So deliberately try and flatten the belly a little bit, scooping the belly in. Breathe in, let the belly soften, let it drop down, let it get bigger. And then breathe out, do your best to flatten the belly, scoop the belly up. Navel up towards the spine. Coordinate your breath, relaxing the belly as you breathe in. Breathing out through the nose or out through the mouth and pulling the navel up. And that might be quite a subtle movement or quite a strong movement. Next time the belly sinks down, sags down, lift the head up, look forward and look up if the neck's okay, as if you're trying to look forward and up towards the ceiling a little way, stretching out the neck and the throat. And as you breathe out, again, pull the tummy in and look towards the hands or in between the hands. Look towards the knees and roll as you pull the belly up towards the spine. Move that mid-back up towards the ceiling, like a cat stretching. Using the whole of your spine if you can, and breathing in, letting the tummy down, looking forward and up. Moving the whole of the spine if you can, from the tip of the nose to the tailbone in C shapes. And if it doesn't feel right to keep pulling the belly in, just let go of the belly and focus on the spine. Tucking the chin in, looking in between the knees, towards the knees in that direction. Rolling the mid-back up towards the sky. And then looking forward and looking up, letting the belly sag down, soften down. Listen to your body and listen to the sounds around. And again, you're deliberately showing up through movement and not ignoring anything else that comes along. Not what you start thinking about, not the sensations in the body, but really being open to life as you practice. Keep the movement going in a way that feels right. And then again, come back into a neutral space, so not drawing the belly in or out when you come back to the center, not lifting the head up or down, just sort of settling into one space for a moment. And if you can, take the hands off the mat now and balance up on the knees and feet. So coming up into a raised kneeling position. So the buttocks are not down, you're balancing on the knees. You can tuck the toes under if you want, but balancing on knees and feet a little bit. Hands off the ground, so you're like you're standing but on the knees, knees and feet. Even the knees a bit bent. If you can, we're going to do a little bit more opening through the chest and lungs now, opening through the heart area and the throat if the neck's fine. So if the conditions are fine, just being here, wonderful. If they're not, come out of it immediately. But if you can, open the arms out wide. Wide arms out from the sides, bring the chest forward, lift the head up a little bit, open, lean back a little bit if you're okay to go there, and then let the arms gently, slowly roll down towards the sides, bound by the hips, and gently allow the head to tip forward, tilt forward, so the chin sort of navigates a little bit down towards the chest area without stretching anything, just allowing the head to roll down as if you're looking towards the ground comfortably. With one motion, you open the arms out like wings, move the chest forward, lift the face up, bow a little bit, you'll feel the tension in the pelvis. If you can bring the pelvis and the belly a little forward, chest opens, dropping the head back a little bit, and you'll have to find out what feels right for you. The opposite movement is letting the arms soften, to let the arms in a controlled way gently find their way down towards the hips, and then bring the spine back to neutral, and again letting the face come down a little bit towards, as if you're looking towards the ground, stretching the back of the neck. Move carefully, move in a way that you're aware and alive to moving. Going up when it's time to go up, and transition down when you come down. So it's really quite strong on the pelvis area and the belly when you bow forward and up and open. You get that tightness in the chest, maybe tightness in the throat. Noticing your limitations, what's challenging, what's shaking, and not making it too hard. Not forcing anything, but perhaps enjoying the openness through the lungs and chest area that these chest opening movements have. If you haven't stopped, take some moments again to slow down, and again to bring the, when you can, your hands back down onto the ground. So come back onto the all fours position, with the relief of coming down, and then to lower the buttocks down towards the heels. So you might take the knees a little bit wider apart, lower the buttocks down, lower your chest down and your head down. Let things come down naturally, so organically let things soften down. So you bring how there's more knee pressure here, and I know that if you've got knee issues, you might not go into this space. You might stay up or bring the legs out to the front. You can always not do positions. But if you're in that space of letting things down, see if you can let go into what you're observing. Observing, noting your reactivity, letting the chest and the neck and the head drop down. Arms can be out to the front on the ground, or you might prefer to have the hands on top of each other and rest your forehead on that top hand. Particularly if your head's not touching the ground, it's wonderful to support the head. Even sliding a pillow underneath there, or stacking the fists on top of each other and then resting your head on top. It can be a relaxation position if you have the right things, know where to go to. You feel the buttocks and the lower back stretching as much as you can. If you need to brace for things, that's fine, but if you can let go, letting down into this child position. And if the knees and conditions are fine, lightly swaying a little bit from side to side, bring a little bit more weight onto one knee, one buttock, one side, and then a little over to the other side, a little bit of a rock from side to side. Letting the forehead roll a little bit if the head's touching the ground or the hands rocking. Feeling your breath, listening to the sounds of your breathing, nose close to the mat. And the shoulders and the neck relax if you can. And it's fine if you can't. You're not forcing the body. You're listening. You're aware. You're in your body. And you're paying attention to it. Caring for it. Listening to your mind. Listening to what's happening. And using your breath to bring a little bit of mental calmness into your attention. Feeling each breath as clearly as you can. Breathing through the nose with its inbuilt filters. Taking some deeper breaths. And bring some maybe appreciation to your body while you're here. Appreciation to what's happening well in your body, how we take things for granted. Noticing any challenges you have in your body, any challenges you have in your attention, and still breathing. Let's move out, come up onto those hands and knees now. Move the weight back onto the palms. Splay the fingers out wide. Balance up on your knees. And tuck the toes under. So in the tabletop position, but with toes tucked under. And we're going to do a little bit of downward facing dog. So if you're downward facing dogs, you might want to walk those hands a little bit further out. Normally the hands are sort of underneath the shoulder area, so in alignment, but you can walk the hands out a little bit further. And you'll just have to try different spaces with the hands and feet here in downward dog. So if you can, keep the hands on the ground, your feet on the ground, but lift the buttocks, lift the hips up towards the ceiling, and allow your head just to drop down towards those arms in a natural sort of way. So not forcing the head down into any position. Lots of energy into the arms. It's easier if you balance on the tippy toes and downward dog, so you don't need to ground the heels. But lifting the buttocks up, letting the chest and the head hang down. So it requires a lot of strength through the arms and needs. It requires a lot of requires yourself actually just to notice the challenge and how you meet the challenge of downward dog. It can be challenging in lots of different areas. Challenging in the legs, in the effort just to get there. And if it's effortless, wonderful. If you're finding it really easy to be here, fantastic. If you can, keep your feet on the ground, but lift one heel a little higher than the other heel. And then bring it down. So paddling the heels, bending one knee a little bit more than the other knee, lifting one heel up as the other heel goes down, like a seesaw in the heels. Softening the face if you can, awareness of some places that don't need to be so tension-making. And if you like downward dog and if it's easy for you, try lifting one leg up towards the ceiling, so balancing on one leg and two hands and lifting the spare leg up towards the ceiling. So three-legged dog. And if you do the three-legged dog, just alternate, change the legs over. You come down onto the knees when you want to, so you can rest back down. Rest the chest down to yoga mudra. So you can go in and out of it, take moments of resting down. Alternatively, if it's easy for you, Do the downward dog, so it's like a triangle. Hands on the ground, hips up to the sky, feet on the ground. And then you could try bringing the pelvis down towards, or the belly down towards the ground, moving the chest forward and the head up, so the opposite position, and into upward dog. Upward dog is when you're still balancing on hands and feet, but the pelvis and the belly come a little bit towards the ground, chest goes forward, head goes up as you're trying to look up to the sky, and then back into downward dog. So it's quite strenuous if you're up for it. A little bit of downward dog and upward dog, upward dog and downward dog. Or doing the upward dog back down onto the knees, back into the child position, softening the face and the chest back towards the mat. So I'm giving you some options. And those that know the options will be already doing the options. Remember, more is not better in yoga. Honor your limitations and actually just see where those limitations are in each practice. Whether you want to work strongly or leave things out is completely up to you. Using this time for yourself to strengthen, tone, bring some malleability, flexibility, a sense of ease into your body through practicing, which does require a bit of effort to practice. Holding postures as well. Feeling shaking, warmth, effort making. Or is it time to stop? Have you already stopped? And you're welcome to stop at any moment. In fact, taking some moments to leave the action, leave the movement, if you're still moving, and bring yourself again back to lying on the back again. Once more transitioning around to lying down on the back surface. Shuffling and moving things around, taking some moments to get onto the back. And once you're on your back, feel those initial contact places can be a bit strong when you first lie down on the back. Lots of rearrangement, internal rearrangements in the back. And after a while it tends to settle after that initial coming back to lying down. Now we'll bring both knees up over the chest. So once more I invite you, and it's an invitation, to bring both knees up and to let the hands rest on the knees, knees apart, knees over the belly, chest area, holding the knees lightly, not forcing, but the opposite to forcing, allowing and opening, and rocking a little bit from side to side once you're in that position, swaying the body a little bit. Gentle, almost very restful rocking, playful rocking, easy rocking, rolling the head if you feel to, swaying, feeling each side of the spine. And if there's a different movement you want to do before we go into the relaxation, being welcome to do your own movement now. So if you know there's a certain action that feels best for your body to go to, do that action as opposed to this rocking. Anything intuitively arising to go to before we stop for the meditation. Listening in an open way to your body and to life outside your body. And again, letting things subside, letting things, any holding, come into letting down. Come into Shavasana if you're happy to. Letting the legs rest on the mat, arms resting out to the sides a little way or on your body. Come into a restful pose. Whether it's Shavasana or choosing your own restful physical position. Make sure you're warm and know that you've got some 10 odd minutes to be here. Close the eyes. Have soft eyes, or leave the eyes a little open. The relaxation is an invitation to allow things to open. You don't need to work things to open, or decide to open, or try and change things to open. Take some moments to be now. Being alive to stopping, relative stop, to the momentum of life. When we listen to life, when we're not moving, wind outside perhaps, sounds inside your room, inside your body, the various thoughts that come along when we have a quiet time to stop, feelings, impressions, memories, anticipations, worries, concerns, no thoughts, no strong sensations, making a stop. Making a place to be now. If you're okay with it, let your mouth slightly open, just a little bit open. So if your body chooses to breathe through the mouth, you allow it to. If your body chooses to breathe through the nose, you allow it to. And feel the sensations of pressure in your body, in the throat, or in the chest, or in your head, or in your knee. Feel the sensations of life just having a body, the weight of the body, the contact of your body against the ground, the sensations of hair, clothing, air. The sensations of sounds entering the ears. The sensations of the various types of thinking patterns that come along. And first we'll turn our avenue of attention to how we're breathing now. As much as you can, allow your body to breathe, which it already is. And you're taking the opportunity just to move closer to the feeling of breathing. To wherever you feel your breath, whether it's the sound of the breath, or a sensation in the throat, or in the chest, or in the belly, or your own place, lying here or in your position, whatever position you've chosen, tracking the sensations of breathing without squeezing your attention too much, being open quite wide to life, but foregrounding your breath as a goal to lightly touch into. Waiting. Feeling. Listening to your body breathe. Still open to the other sounds that come around, because they will come around. Still open to what you're thinking, because your thoughts will come to you when you focus your attention on any object. In this case, the object is our breathing. Imagine that your body has all the time in the world just to feel the breath. Not thinking, breathing, feeling the body from the inside out as the body breathes. The body expands a little way and changes as you breathe out. There's a pause and the body breathes in again. Usually the automatic process, but bringing some energy to feeling your breathing. Bring some awareness to yourself in this room, focusing on your breath. And if you can now, switch your attention, even if the eyes are closed, to being aware of the space outside your body. The space that your body is in this room. And the space outside the body. Here in the room, focusing on the space outside your body. And your breath always there. The space between the outside and the inside is your breathing. Being aware of life on the outside and the inside, awareness. The space occupied your body in this room, and awareness of the space outside your body, and your body breathing, moment to moment. Turn the searchlight of your attention to a kind approach to yourself. Bring a little bit of awareness home to your body and mind and your heart. And just offer it to yourself, say the words internally, may I be well on the in-breath. And may I be happy on the out-breath. May I be well on the in-breath, or just well as you breathe in. And happy on the out-breath. May I be well. Of course you deserve to be well. And may you be happy. And of course you deserve to be happy. May I be well as I breathe in. May I be happy as I breathe out. All well on the in-breath and happy on the out-breath. There might be sounds or body sensations or other thoughts that come along, and naturally they'll come along. And your job is to return to your breathing. And invite the words, may I be well on the in-breath, may I be happy on the out-breath, and any reactivity to the invitation to repeat the words, honoring that if that comes along. And just trying it out as an experiment. You deserve to be well. You deserve to be happy. May I be well on the in-breath. May I be happy on the out-breath. Send your attention out to the people you know, the people that are in your life, people that are in your immediate life, that naturally come to mind when you think of people that you care for, and offer the words to them. May you be well as you breathe in, and may you be happy as you breathe out, thinking of others. Bring a sense of friendship, kindness or compassion to others. May you be well. May you be happy. How they might be traveling right now on the planet. How they are feeling in their own lives. And offering a little bit of an intention or prayer to your friends. May you be well. And may you be happy. Taking some time to remember. May you be well. may be happy. Just simple remembering of others. Use your breath to come back to. If you find you're thinking about other things, not a problem. Just feel your breathing. Use your breath as an avenue to come back. If you feel to expand your attention to a sense of all the people that you live around, all the people in your community, all the people in the expanded community around you, other cities, other places, other nations, other lands, other cultures, other times even, people in the past and the people in the future, people right now on the planet, on all different lands, young and old, rich and poor, kind people and mean people, people that you like and people that you dislike, the human beings, the human condition that exists on our planet right now, an opening to that. Imagine you could sense all life, human life, and expand your attention to all the other little beings, the insects, the aquatic life, animals with more than 2 legs, 4 legs, 6 legs, plants, things that fly, things that swim, things that grow in the earth, that live in the earth, awareness. If you choose to life as the whole, the microscopic life, to the large whales in the ocean, awareness. Bring your attention to life as a whole, everything that lives on this little blue planet, planet Earth. And open your attention to life as it unfolds, moment to moment, as your life unfolds, this life. And may all life be well. And may all life be happy. Just if you choose to open your attention to life as a whole, your life included, may all life be well. May all life be happy. The greater community, yourself, and all others, may all beings be well, all beings be happy. In the past, in the future, currently, right now, may all beings be well, may all beings be happy. And your breathing, and your body, and your mind, and your heart, all parts of life. Imagine, even for a moment, the recognition, not separate to life, in life, this life. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. As an intention. Using the feeling of your breathing to anchor yourself to your body. Once more, a deep bow to you, the one who decides to practice, to bring awareness to themselves. Thank you for participating in this class. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day or night, and I'll see you next week. Namaste.